News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
106.
Now, Sinn Féin says they're the only party that has a plan to deliver homes that workers and families can afford. They are tabling a motion today that plans to deliver homes at prices under €300,000 as part of their affordable housing schemes. Sinn Féin housing spokesman Owen O'Brien, how are you going to provide houses for under 300 grand?
Back in 2021, we set out very clearly how local authorities and approved housing bodies, whether directly delivering on public land or part fiving from private developers or turnkeys, could deliver homes at prices to purchase, in fact, as low as 250,000. The core principle is you separate out the cost of the land, the site servicing and utility connections from the cost of building the home. The state pays for the first lot, the kind of land-related costs. They're typically 20 to kind of 33% of the all-in development costs. The purchaser then buys the home. They own the home. They can extend the home as per regular rules. They can pass the home on to their children and grandchildren. And they get free indefinite use of the public land the state has paid for, subject to a couple of reasonable covenants. They can never rent the property out in the private rental sector. And when they want to sell the property, which they can do at any point in the future, they sell to another affordable purchaser at the future affordable purchase price. That allows you to take the current development cost, somewhere between 300 and 400,000 euros, depending on the type of scheme, and with the state absorbing the land-related costs, you can deliver large volumes of those homes and you can sell them to affordable or as affordable purchases.
Is the capacity there in the market for that? Who's going to build those homes?
Yeah, so it's very interesting. In fact, industry has been saying over the last number of weeks that they're only operating at 80% capacity in the residential sector. You've had a slowdown, obviously, in the commercial real estate sector. I've been talking to the Irish Home Builders Association and other builder developers. There is extra capacity there. What there isn't is a pipeline of contracted work from our local authorities and approved housing bodies to build the thousands of genuinely affordable homes that people can afford. And what's worse is the government had targets for the delivery of so-called affordable homes. They have missed those targets every year they've been in government. And increasingly, if you look at the prices of the homes that have been delivered under the so-called affordable schemes by government, they're way, way beyond the price of most people. In my own constituency, I'm looking at two schemes delivered through South Dublin County Council, €425,000 in one case, €350,000 in another. So there is the capacity, but what there isn't is the plan and the will and the ambition from government. And that's why we're setting our goal.
I mean, I know you've said this already, but how do you shave 125 grand off that price?
You don't shave. It's really important that people understand it. So let's take a concrete example. So if you take a property, all in development costs for South Dublin County Council today, €310,000. It's on public land, so it's lower land costs. You take the site servicing and the utility connections. That's probably about 20 to 25% of the all in development costs. The state steps in through a public housing fund contribution to the local authority and pays for the land, pays for the site servicing, pays for the utility connections. That'll knock about €60,000 off the purchase price. So the purchaser, who's not paying for the land or the site servicing and utility connections, development levies are waived, they buy the property at 250, 260,000. That's their home for them and their children and their grandchildren. And the really important thing about our scheme is not only does it allow working people to buy homes at prices they can actually afford with no hidden shared equity charges like the government scheme, but that property will be affordable in perpetuity because the second generation and third generation affordable purchasers will purchase them at that price.
It would take a long time to do all this, won't it? I mean, this is you're many years down the road before you're delivering these houses.
No, you could be delivering them in year one of an alternative government through turnkey and part five. Those developments are already in the pipeline. And in fact, because of the slowdown in the institutional investment market, because of high ECB interest rates, private developers are already offering larger volumes of those as turnkeys. One of the challenges with turnkeys is so far they're all going into social as opposed to a mixture going into social, affordable rental, and affordable purchase. But you would need to then start to ramp up. So in our alternative budget for this year, we said we could deliver at least 4,000 in year one. You're going to need an average at least 5,000 plus a year over a five-year term of government. And that's just on affordable purchase. We also need affordable rental and social rental.
What the government is saying is that they're helping people to buy homes with the various schemes they have. You want to abolish all those. I mean, this is the battle line for the government. They're saying we want people to buy their own homes where they want to buy them. And you're being more prescriptive about people's homes, and you're not giving them support to buy outside that.
No, in fact, our schemes are much better because they deliver homes at prices that working people can actually afford. So, for example, if you buy one of the government's so-called affordable homes in Clonburris, in my own constituency. You pay €325,000 for that. The state owns 100 grand of equity, and you or your children have to pay that extra 100 grand at a future point in time. You don't own that home. But likewise,
you have much more freedom as to what to do with that home.
The only difference is when you come to sell that property under our scheme, you sell it to another affordable purchaser, ensuring that year on year we have a stock of privately owned, privately traded, but permanently affordable homes. But also, if you look at, for example, the controversial shared equity scheme, it's very high risk in terms of the extra level of debt it piles onto the working person, and it pushes house prices up. Working people need homes at affordable prices. That's prices below €300,000. Anything else is just making it more and more difficult for more people to afford homes. And in fact, ironically, home ownership, particularly among the under 40s, is collapsing under this government as it was under the previous government. And they're not delivering a sufficient volume of homes into the market, either for purchase or affordable purchase. Only a Sinn Féin government can do that.
Owner Brent, Sinn Féin Housing spokesperson, thank you for coming into News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.